The scripture text for meditation today is the Old Testament reading. I'll read again a few verses, including the preceding verse. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from of old is your name. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. But how then can we be saved? For all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not remember our sins forever, for we are all your people. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's hurry-up time all around us. Sometimes these next 3 weeks are going to seem like a train picking up speed as we head toward Christmas. But sadly, our hurrying in this season often focuses on superficial things, and we easily lose sight of the real reason for the season. That's what Advent's all about, helping us keep Christ in the center of our Christmas celebration. Advent is a time for us to step back and pause in the midst of our busy lives and in the midst of all of the crises and craziness that's going on in our nation and world. It's a time to welcome God's Spirit to remold and reshape our plans and priorities according to God's will. Part of that is to set aside some extra time to spend with our Lord in worship and prayer and devotions as we prepare our hearts and our homes for a fitting celebration of the birthday of our King. My message today focuses first of all on the wisdom and creative genius of our Heavenly Father. Isaiah uses an analogy from making pottery. God, he says, is like a potter who forms and shapes us. And we are like fragile clay jars, easily broken. Our Father not only created us, he also sent his Son to redeem us from our slavery to sin through his sacrifice on the cross, which always connects Christmas and Good Friday and Easter. And as we continue to follow Christ in faith, God's Spirit refines and reshapes us through God's Word and sacraments, so that we may serve our Lord each day as faithfully and fruitfully as possible. But we must let God remold us according to his design, trusting that our Father knows best. Mark Twain once wrote, "When I was a boy of 14, I thought my father was so ignorant that I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much he had learned in 7 years. Of course, Mark Twain was being facetious. I imagine that most of us have recognized the wisdom of our own parents as we have grown older, as many of us struggled sometimes raising our own children, we likely developed a much better appreciation of what our parents went through raising us as they tried to mold us and guide us in ways that would be pleasing to God and would be helpful for our future. One of the phrases that children learn early in life is, I'll do it myself. A child's struggle for independence is part of their normal, healthy development. But sometimes in their teen or young adult years, that struggle for independence crosses the line to an unhealthy rebellion, causing headaches and heartaches for their parents and often messing up their own life as well. The consequences can be even more serious when God's children, at any age, rebel against their Heavenly Father and ignore or reject His plans and purposes for their life. I'm sure we've all been guilty of that at times, insisting on doing things our way, or maybe even at times openly rebelling against God's commandment and His lordship over our lives. We may not realize it at the time, but our Heavenly Father knows what He is doing as He leads and guides us through all of the changes and challenges and pitfalls of life. Yes, our Father knows best. Isaiah the prophet trusted that God knew what he was doing. At the time when he was writing this, God's people, by and large, were rebelling against God's commands. They were living according to their own design, their own desires. And so the prophet asked God to rend the heavens, to tear open the heavens and come down to earth and do some awesome things that would get people's attention, just as he had done 700 years earlier when God came down at Mount Sinai to give his commandments to his people. But God had a better plan in mind for his people. To come to earth not as a lawgiver or judge, but as a loving and merciful Savior who would redeem His people from their sins and earn for them the gift of eternal life. However, God's people would have to be patient for another 700 years until the time was right for God to come to earth at Bethlehem in the person of His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Like the people of Isaiah's day, we are not usually very patient. We may want our Heavenly Father, for example, to act now to bring an end to the terrible bloodshed and destruction in Ukraine and Gaza and Israel, and come and straighten out the mess we've made. Pray for God to solve the polarizing problems and challenges we face now in our nation. And we surely need His grace and guidance to lead us forward in our life and ministry as a congregation. And most of us could probably use some help in solving some of our own personal or family problems. And then if we look into the mirror of our lives, it isn't always very pretty. Our situation can look hopeless. Isaiah's diagnosis fits us to a T. All our righteous acts are like filthy rags in the eyes of God. And so we might cry out with Isaiah, "Who then can be saved?" Thankfully, we don't have to despair, because we have a Lord who is always there with us, for us. Savior, who went to the cross and grave to earn for us our forgiveness and salvation. But we do need to admit that we can't make it on our own. We need to depend on our Lord. In the words of our Isaiah, we pray, "Do not remember our sins forever." And of course, that's one of the reasons we gather for worship each week. To admit that we're all in the same boat together, that we all are receiving together the gracious forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who cleanses us completely, covering over our guilty stains with His righteousness. As we then go forth each day, striving by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, to live grateful lives in the service of our Savior, need to acknowledge that God knows what is best for us. Some of you may remember the old television show back in my day, Father Knows Best. And most of the episodes, one of the children, Bud or Kitten, would mess up or get in some kind of difficulty, and then their father would have just the right advice or the right solution to save the day and straighten things out. In real life, it's not that easy, is it? Human fathers and mothers don't always know or do what is best for their children. And many of our problems can't be solved in an hour or even a month of Sundays. Besides that, our society's values are becoming increasingly warped and troublesome. Many of the commandments and guidelines from the Bible that we grew up with no longer seem to apply for most people today. And our society tells us, well, we should do whatever will make us happy, whatever will help us fulfill our dreams. In other words, it's all about me. We will find true and lasting purpose and peace for our life only when we accept that our Heavenly Father knows best, that He is the potter, we are the clay. And then invite Him to remold our values and priorities in life according to His design. Now, that doesn't mean that everything in our life will suddenly become all sunshine and roses without some storms and thorns along the way. But rest assured, as the Bible promises us in Romans chapter 8, God will work to bring some good out of every situation we face, no matter how dark or difficult it may seem, as we continue to trust in Him and follow Him in faith. Therefore, throughout this Advent and Christmas season, and every season of the year, and every season of our life, welcome your Heavenly Father to remold, refine, and reshape your heart and life according to His design. For our Father truly knows best. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds secure and steadfast in Christ Jesus our Savior, as we follow Him and serve Him throughout this season. And every season, we ask it in His name. Amen.